Can an assault on art and history strengthen a brutal ideology? This is the latest signal from the so-called Islamic State. Reports say that an ancient center in the pre-Islamic city of Palmyra in Syria may have been heavily damaged. Monitors at the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say saboteurs used a large quantity of explosives to heavily damage the 2,000-year-old Temple of Baal Shamin. This follows the brutal torture and beheading of an antiquity scholar in his 80s by ISIS. Aaron Thompson, assistant professor of art crime at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, says attacking antiquities is a message heard loud and clear around the world.
It's a statement on multiple levels. It's a statement to locals that the history of diversity that Palmyra stands for will not be tolerated. This was a temple to a pre-Islamic deity that was funded by the Romans. So right there you see religions working together in cooperation. But this is also a statement to the West. We care about antiquities. We get all riled up when ISIS destroys them. So it's a very easy way to show their claims of their powerfulness in the region.
So it's a beheading without blood, but it has just as much significance as the brutal assassination of this antiquities official in Syria a couple of weeks ago. This is an all-out effort on the entire traditional antiquities institutions in Syria, it seems.
Indeed. And just a few months ago, ISIS actually beheaded publicly a number of governmental soldiers in the ancient amphitheater of Palmyra. So they are very well aware of the symbolic importance of the ruins.
Now, you're an assistant professor of art crime at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. I mean, certainly everyone would agree this is a crime, but there's not much that can be done about it at this point, wouldn't you say?
Yes and no. So we can't go in and prevent ISIS from doing things, but we can prevent their motives. So we know that they are selling antiquities, not just destroying them. So we can stop buying them. We can stop providing a market. And we can set up the institutions to prosecute these actions as war crimes after control of the region has gone back to normal.
Personally, what's your reaction to this and to archaeologists and art historians who you may work with or know who've talked about what seems to have happened here?
We're very saddened, but, you know, I have a sort of a paradoxical reaction. This is a destruction of something that we've known about that's been photographed and studied. What I'm more worried about is all of the destruction that's happening to things that are still underground that we may never know existed. Burial sites, occupations of everyday people. What we have left preserved above ground are the monuments of the rich and famous of the ancient world. I want to know about what everyday people thought, and we may never know now.
If the ISIS criminals attempt to take advantage of this and to use the rubble or artifacts that they now suddenly have access to because they've apparently blown something open, what would be the first inkling for someone who studies art crime like yourself that it's making its way to U.S. or European shores?
We can see a number of seizures in Lebanon and Turkey and other transit states of antiquities from Syria. You can also track articles offered for sale on online sites. But I think the most spectacular pieces will, because they are potentially worth so much, be hidden away for years or even decades until the heat is off.
Is there any sense that based on the reports, and again, they're conflicting reports, that this temple of Baal Shamin is restorable at all, or do we have to look at it first?
We really are going to have to look at it. And there's also the possibility of restoring things digitally. So ISIS might think they're destroying something forever, but we are committed to making these monuments live again.
Aaron Thompson is an assistant professor of art crime at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. Aaron, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks.